So glad you can join us again. 1 Peter 5 verse 8 says, "Stay alert. Watch out for your enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." These are the last of the last days until our Lord returns to earth. The devil knows it, and he is increasing both his number of attacks and the intensity of them as well. He knows that his time is limited, yet he still believes his own lies that he can overthrow God, not by attacking the throne of God directly, nor his son directly, but God's children directly. He's gotten crafty with his attacks, and we need to know how he is attacking us so we can protect our relationship with God by resisting the devil on all fronts. This verse in 1 Peter is a fair warning of the stance that should be taken by all of God's saints here on earth. We shouldn't be taking our stand for God and His truth lightly, but we should be ready to defend what God has so graciously given to us, those who trust in His power and ability to sustain and strengthen us through the power He has invested in His Son, Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 10 verses 5 through 6 says, that we should cast down imaginations and every high thing that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge or knowing of God, and bringing into captivity or control every thought to the compliance of Christ, and be ready to punish all rebellion once your compliance is completed. We need to be watchful, for the devil wants to discredit God to us and disconnect God from us. The only way that he can do that is to get us to limit or sever our own connection with God. He knows he certainly cannot move God away from us, but we can be convinced to move away from God. It is vitally, vitally important for us to stay alert. The King James Version says that we should be sober and vigilant. To be sober means that we are to be calm and collected in spirit. To be vigilant means to give strict attention to something. To be calm and collected gives us the impression that one is confident in knowing that everything will be all right. They know how to get the job done, and they know that it will be done. We all have had this happen to us in our lives. We may have multiple things occur at one time, such as the kids need to be taken to practice at the time that our laundry needs to be done and dinner needs to be prepared. Instead of panicking, we trust in our past experience with this, so that we can coordinate all three of them and accomplish the desired end result. We may have multiple things at work that need to be done at one time, so we prioritize and multitask so that we can complete all of the tasks at hand. We need to remember that, although the devil may be attacking us in different ways simultaneously, the Lord will help us to coordinate an attack that hits the devil back in all areas at one time, because the Lord is omnipresent, meaning that he can be in all places at one time. All we have to do is believe in his power and ability to do so, and he will do the rest for us. As we are vigilant to praise and worship God throughout the whole day, we keep our attention on God and are reminded that he's got us. Nothing is too hard for God to handle. He's already kicked the devil out of heaven and kicked the devil in the teeth by raising Christ from the dead. Now he can kick the devil in the head when we speak about and depend upon God's word as it is, a legal document that tells the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. The devil, in verse 8, is described as a roaring lion who roams about, seeking whom he may devour. A lion, in the natural, can roar so loud that it can register 114 decibels, the same noise level as a chainsaw. It can be heard up to 5 miles away. The devil can be loud, especially if we are not wearing God's word as a protective noise muffler. With nothing to cancel out his noise, it can be deafening to our spiritual ears. However, the Bible describes our Lord's voice in Revelation 1 verse 15 as the sound or the roar of many waters. Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, can roar infinitely times louder than the devil can ever roar. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows, Philippians 2 verse 10 says. Ephesians 3 verses 20 to 21 say that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think by Christ Jesus. No matter how loud the devil roars, he cannot and will never overcome the roar of the Lord. Verse 8 also says that the devil roams or prowls about, seeking whom he may devour. It says that the devil prowls about. In the book of Job, in chapter 1, verse 7, and again in chapter 2, verse 2, the devil confessed to going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. He is a wanderer. This is because he has no place to call his home now. After being kicked out of heaven, he has no home anymore. The Bible says in Matthew 25, verse 41, that everlasting fire was prepared for the devil and his fallen angels. That is now his eternal place to stay. He will never have a place to call home again. And the devil wants to take you away from the eternal home that Jesus said in John chapter 14 that he is going to prepare for us. Because of the devil having no eternal place to call his home, he is restless, like a hungry lion going about seeking food to eat. But there is one thing about this verse that is liberating to know. It says that he, the devil, seeks whom he may devour. It uses the word may because he just cannot go out and catch anyone he chooses. This word indicates that it is not his choice as to whom he may catch. He has to get permission, not from God, but from us, in order to let him overtake and devour us. As to the word devour, it means to swallow down whole. You see, the devil has no teeth to bite us with. His teeth were knocked out when Jesus rose from the dead, victorious over sin, sickness, and death. So therefore, the devil can only devour anyone by swallowing, and we would have to give him permission to do that. We have been given to us, by God himself, a will to choose between him and the devil. Whoever we choose is who we will give permission to rule over and guide us. Whoever we give permission to is the one who treats us as they so desire. God desires to rescue us from the eternal fire prepared for the devil, the fallen angels, and those who fall down and worship Satan. The devil desires to condemn us to eternal fire with him so that he can try to take from God Almighty those who were made in his image and after his likeness. The devil hates you and I because we are similar to the one who threw him out of heaven. We especially look and act like God when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior and allow God to be our Father and Provider. It's not personal toward you and I when it comes to the war Satan fights against God, but it does become personal to us when Satan uses us to get back at God. I, for one, do not appreciate the devil's selfish and uncaring acts of vengeance against God by using me to do so. I pray that you are the same way. The devil could care less about you and I. He just wants what he wants, and that's it. God, however, wants what we want, and that is peace, love, joy, happiness, and every good thing that comes down from the Father of lights, as James chapter 1, verse 17 says. God wants to give us eternal life. He loves us and cares about us, both now and into eternity. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 gives us a warning against the false impression that the devil is alive and powerful, more powerful than our will and God himself. But that is absolutely not true. The devil's end is set. He will never be victorious over God, no matter how many times he tries or how hard he pushes. We are to stay confident in God's delivering power and give strict attention to his promises that we will be safe in his arms, protected from the devil's attacks. We can be so calm and collected in our spirit that we do not doubt that everything will be okay because we trust in the all-powerful and loving God who has never and will never be overcome by the devil. Psalm chapter 91 is such an inexhaustible promise of God's protecting and saving power. I encourage you to roar this chapter out loud to the devil when he is roaring in your soul that you're his next victim. Don't believe the devil's lies, even if it sounds like the truth. Jesus said in John 8, verse 44, that there is no truth in the devil, and that he has been a murderer or slayer of men from the beginning. The devil casts a shifting shadow constantly. He may look one moment like he is good and telling the truth, but the Bible says that he can change his appearance to look like an angel of light. But there is nothing beyond that which is true to that mirage. You cannot extract anything good out of the evil which is in him. He is death and destruction to all who make him their instructor and mentor. John 10:10 says that the devil, the thief, comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus came so that we may have life and have it in abundance. God's life is warm and inviting. He embraces us with his love and tender care. All that God has to offer will never be used to steal from us, but to give to us instead. What he has to offer will never kill us, but revive us and restore us to where we need to be and what we were created to be. And what God has to offer will not destroy us, but will build us up with encouragement and strength in our soul and spirit. We don't have to believe for one moment that we are weak and defenseless against the devil. One person told a story of how he was closing up a church for the night when he heard noises in the back of the church. He went to investigate, thinking that someone was still in the church. He went to the back, but did not see anyone nor anything. He returned to the front of the church, ready to go out the doors, when he heard a different type of noise coming from the back again. He called another brother who was still outside and hadn't left yet to come inside and help him find who might be in the back of the church. They both looked and looked, but did not find anyone. As they were talking about what it could be, they both heard more noise, which sounded purely evil. They looked one more time, but with the same result. No one was there. Bewildered, they left for the night and wondered what had happened. A few weeks later, a minister, who they had shared the story with several times, told them eventually that several years before, there was a great revival in this church, and evil spirits were cast out by the name of Jesus. As Matthew chapter 12 says, unclean spirits, being cast out, walk through dry places seeking rest, but they don't find any. Then they may come back to the place where they were cast out of a person. The minister explained that, from time to time, those evil spirits may come back looking for the person from whom they were cast out of. He and another minister would then walk the perimeter of a church and pray against the evil spirits that may be trying to come back, commanding them to leave. The minister told the two men who investigated the noise that he was reluctant to tell them this because he didn't know if they would be so scared that they would not come back to the church. One of the two, after thinking a moment, said that if the devil really had the power that many people said he has, then he could have harmed them before. We have protective power inside of us. 1 John 4 verse 4 says that God is greater inside of us than the devil who's in the whole world. This means that God, who created the universe and us, is greater in just our heart than all the power that the devil has throughout the whole world combined. All of the devil's forces combined are no match for the name of Jesus. In Luke 10 verse 19, Jesus said that he has given unto us the power in his name to stomp on all the power of the enemy, and nothing that the devil does will in any way harm us. Don't believe that the devil is bigger or stronger than God Almighty and his Son Jesus Christ. The devil may be doing some things in this earth, but with God we can move those mountains of destruction out of our way by the power in the name of Jesus. Don't let the devil convince you that he is stronger, but remind him that you have the power over him in the name of Jesus. Speak the power of the Word of God over the enemy and watch him flee. Follow what God says to do and pray an intercessory prayer for his protection over your life and the life of others. Move forward and don't let the devil make you retreat. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is who shall tread down our enemy, the devil. The lion of the tribe of Judah shall roar and tear to pieces the plans of the enemy, and the Lord will protect and keep us safe. Praise his name forever. Father, I pray that if anyone is living in defeat because they were overcome with evil, that you would encourage and strengthen them to rise up above the ashes of defeat. Help them to see that you never change and that they can rely on you to help restore them to a victorious life even while they are on this earth. Remind them that they do not have to give the devil permission to run their life, but that they have a choice to choose you, O Lord. May they be encouraged to give you both their attention and devotion. Give them the assurance that, in giving you authority to lead them, that you will lead them beside still waters, as Psalms 23 tells us. Build up their confidence that you will restore their soul and lead them in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Let them know that even though they may go through the valley of the shadow of death, they do not have to fear any evil, for you are with them and in them. In the name of Jesus, any evil and wicked device that keeps them defeated is now broken and rendered helpless against them. May your power, O God, rest upon their spirit and soul right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, give them peace and rest in their heart right now. Help them to forgive themselves and receive your restoration for their soul. And may the power of the enemy no longer be victorious over them. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen.